Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As Ari pointed out, if you caught the local news, the Target layoffs happened today, and they were not handled in a smooth, efficient way. Did you see how this played out, Dave Harrigan? So we knew from last week that they would either restructure or eliminate just short of 2,000 jobs. So that included about 815 here in the cities. Today, those employees, and this absolutely stinks. This stinks. Nobody wants to get this email. They get an email at 8 a.m. And they're told to join an audio call an hour later with human resources. So, important information. Guess what? The audio did not work for at least half of it, prompting human resources to repeat the information and then send them a follow-up email. Those who still have their jobs receive emails at 9:17 a.m. Oh, look who's here. Look who's here. Susie's here. Can I just say I've come to this conclusion. I'll get to Target in a second.
Okay.
You talk often about your dating life, right?
My dating life, yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes we talk about your sex life.
We do.
We're your backup. We are, Dave. We're the fallback. You know, because when she gets to work the afternoon drive and Jason and anybody who's filling for Jason, it's a cat's meow.
Yeah, chat. You guys are chopped liver.
It's a new date.
Probably baked some treats herself last night.
But when she can't work with, you know, the afternoon drive show and has to settle for the midday show.
Midday's really?
She's in, you know, maybe she's in, maybe she's not.
Yeah, I'm in, because when you cracked on me down in the newsroom about no treat, I meant to get you one yesterday, and you know I got caught up. I think people in this room fail to remember that my primary job is as a news person.
Dave?
That means that my first priority is to what's happening in the world, particularly here in Minnesota.
No, that's not it.
Events, serious stories.
You're misinformed.
I feel like I'm not.
I don't think it's a matter of forgetting. I think we just don't agree.
Yeah. We philosophically disagree.
With my attitude toward my job.
Not even your attitude, but just priorities.
My priorities.
The priorities are this. How can I make Chad and Dave happy? Mm-hmm. That's one. Two, how can I enhance the show? Mm-hmm. Right? And three,
what can I bring for you to eat?
What can I leave in the sink?
Yeah. Well, three is what can I leave in the sink and when will I get to it? Four is...
Oh, there's a four? I just wanted one, two, three.
How will I destroy the microwave with my oatmeal?
Where's Lindsay Peterson? And how many more days can I get? And five, hang on. let me get to some local news. That's how I see it. Let me just review again. How can I make Chad and Dave happy? One. Two, how can I help the show? Three, how can I destroy them? What was three again? Destroy the microwave was four, I think.
Sink.
Sink.
Sink,
yeah.
Sink first,
yeah.
Then microwave.
Sink. Sink. How can I destroy the sink? Three and four. Kind of a combo. If you want to make them three A and B, that's fine. And then get to local news four. That's how Dave and I see it. Do you push back it anyway?
I do.
Yeah.
Many I do's. I feel like my core is really news and will always be. Oh. And I know that you're busting my chops about that.
Yeah.
But there was some news going on yesterday and today. You talked about it.
Yeah, we did.
Attorney General Keith Ellison.
Snap. Yeah.
Talked to a gentleman at Second Harvest. They're
compassionate.
Hurting. Yeah. And, and I have to tell you, I have extreme Catholic guilt, as you well know. My little tender heart sometimes thinks you're really mad at me, and then you give
have
me a
I
hug.
Have I ever been mad at you?
No.
Legitimately?
No.
Not once.
You've been stern. I think you've been stern.
I'm just playing a joke on you.
No, but you have been stern on occasion. You know when
stern.
You're stern?
Yeah.
You will, and I appreciate this,
point
out if I'm running a story that's too old.
Yeah.
Which
I don't think
is
that's
fair.
Stern. That's just helpful, isn't it?
I mean, we're all about learning.
When you broke down the Titanic last week, I just thought, it seems like we should have had that. So did you get a treat?
I did. And I was going to go to Keys, but it's past 2 o'clock, so they're closed.
Oh.
So I got you a chocolate brownie. And you know what I got for myself?
Yeah. How about Dave?
Dave can have some of this. He's down on sweets just like I am. But I think a Rice Krispie treat is not a sweet. Even
okay.
though I look...
What?
I think all the sugar disagrees.
What classification? Is that a vegetable?
It's cereal.
It's a Rice Krispie brick. That thing's huge.
Yeah.
So I will cut that up.
Thank you.
And you guys can taste the sweets today. And
you also.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Are you back?
I'm back.
Thanks.
Laura's back. Laura was in New York. She had a kick butt trip.
I know. She had a lot of pictures, and I said, Plymouth? ? She hasn't responded. Thank you.
So you got the story about Target. That was
interesting. We're getting to it right.
Well, I was going to say that the Star Tribune had that they had a call out.
Well, that's what I'm laying out. So let's go over it again. 8 a.m. email, you got to be on a call. 9, I'm here for the call. The audio doesn't work. Then you get a follow-up email. And then 9:17, you get an email. Hey, guess what? You're still employed. This is how Target thought they should handle this.
Right.
I get it. It's not a small company. And there's no easy way to be let go, bought out, what it might be. But they couldn't have planned.
It's a little shoddy.
It's clownish.
Well, and I'm a reporter, but I can make that assessment because I think if I'm being let go, I want to be treated with, especially what if you're a long timer,
Right.
You don't want to get some hodgepodge way of being left out. I mean, clearly Target is not very forthcoming in its desire to put a good image out. They do advertising, but they're really hard to get an interview with. Corporate
yeah,
Target.
They their PR has suffered the last few years, don't
I mean,
you
they
believe?
They could use that.
They could use. So, and I get it. It's 815 people. And some might say it's not realistic for us to meet with everyone.
Really?
Okay. A lot of other people would push back.
Mm.
But an email the morning of, and then the audio doesn't work, and then you get informed again. And then, by the way, Dave, how about if you're somebody else and you're sitting there, okay, it's 8, it's 8:15, it's 8:30, 9:17. Oh, I stole the job.
Awful. It's obviously they didn't plan for it to go that way as far as the audio being screwed up, but getting an email at 8 a.m., you obviously everybody knows what's going on at Target,
right?
Especially those working.
And
at
they're
Target.
On, you know.
Yeah, getting the email at 8 a.m. just starting your day. Hey, HR's looking for you.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I'm going to have the next hour of dread and then have it drag on and drag on. I don't, if, you know, whether you're getting fired or not, that's the absolute wrong way to do it. Don't email me if I'm part of the layoffs. At 8 a.m.,
right.
Hey, I'm ready for the day. I got up early, got the coffee on. Gross. But finally got the kids off to work, and you're telling me now I'm going to be fired, but I have to wait an hour?
We are a radio company here. We are an audio. A lot of people now say an audio.
We're an audio company.
We're an audio company. That's right. We're an audio company. And at times, we screw up our audio. We do. The HD took longer than it should, sometimes the app. So by no means am I saying, hey, the company I work for and would like to continue working for is flawless with their audio. I get it. So we all screw up. But, man, you can't even get the audio. I mean, how many times have you tested out the audio when you're about to tell 815 employees, thank you, but no thank you?
Yeah.
And there's no easy way to do it. And we probably could open up the phone line to awful. In fact, if you want to text me or call, awful ways you were fired. Because I want to get this caregiver story too. But maybe you want to defend Target. Maybe say, hey, guess what? Corporate world, they have millions of employees. They're closing their ranks a little bit like Amazon is, where there's AI or it's profit situation. And maybe you're like, hey, suck it up, Buttercup. Big companies do that. Big companies can do it better. And remember when Target, kind of like KOC with injuries and Carson Wentz, culture, culture, culture? Exactly, isn't a lot of good culture here, right?
Clearly, they're struggling a little bit there.
To say the least. You want to react to that? You can. 651-461-9226. Maybe you have an awful way you were fired. Maybe you have a good way. Is there really a good? I guess if you're told to leave and you get paid a lot of money to go away and you really didn't want to stay there, that'd be pretty good.
I'd take just a singing telegram. That would be nice.
Do we still have singing telegrams?
If we don't, I'm going to get back into the business.
Maybe that's why you leave here. And first of all, if you do leave here, I will run you over in a car. I may not kill you, but I will injure you and I will not be fine.
Yeah. Take my chances.
Take your chances. Want to share an awful story about a firing? You can. Let's also get to the caregiver numbers because it is a huge number. And what are we doing about that? 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Just a quick show conversation, as we believe in transparency here. Just received a text. I'm tired of the back and forth with you and the employees. I get it. Some people want, hi, everybody, hot take. Let's go fast. And not engaged in any of the nonsense. And there are times, like today, we came out right away on the SNAP benefits, just like we did yesterday. And other serious topics. And we try to do both. We really do. I'm not saying it's exact science, and I'm not saying you have to agree. But I don't want to be the show where it's all just idle nonsense. But I think Susie's great. I think she's fun. I think she's funny. I think my philosophy is, I think a lot of listeners like feeling like they're on the inside, that they're part of it. We have people in this building in brain wizard positionary. Let's go with that one. Make that word up.
It's one of my favorite positions.
Who agree with the text? Get to it right away. Right? So there's just a debate on that. I don't see us changing. I hope you feel like that there's a mix of serious topics like We're ripping Target here. And some people say, no, I'd rather have the fun, silly. And some people like to have the serious. So understand, I get it. You can have different opinions on this. Awkward, awful firings. Again, if you're just joining us, Target, they're letting go a total of 1,800, 850 in town. And the email goes out at 8 a.m. They got to tell somebody at some point, right, Dave? Right? So do they say the day before? Hey, we're gonna reach out to you if you're on the list. There's no good way. Right? I was bought out when I was at the Fan because Bain, I think it was Bain at the time, they were billions and billions in debt. And when Kathleen got pregnant and my life turned upside down, I was going to become the Arizona Cardinals play-by-play announcer. I went to Dan, and Dan was like, hey, good timing, because I really want to do my own thing. And he's done a great job, right? So I moved early in the day, and they were still paying me afternoon. I'll just be really honest. They were paying me afternoon drive type of money. And eventually one boss got fired. One boss left. And so when they were on Obama's inauguration day, I think it was like $400 million with employees. And I got a call from my friend, my former intern, and now still the great program director for the Fan, Chad Abbott. He called me like 8:30, and there was a bit of silence before he talked to me. And we had known for months there were going to be either firings or buyouts. I was a contract employee, so they had to pay me money for a while. And Chad's still my friend. Greg Swedberg's still my friend. But they called me. They gave me a little bit of a heads up to get emails. When I went in there, they were great. Other people great. The guy who was then running the station, I won't acknowledge his name right now, brought me in and said, we have a document for you to sign as you leave. And I go, what's this? It's a exit clause, and it'll give you a certain amount of pay. And I said, Mike, I have a contract, and I've talked to my lawyer, and my contract is enforceable here for what we've negotiated for the amount of time that you're required to pay me. They were trying to pay me. This guy, they tried to trick me into it. Like 1/20th the amount of money. That was not Abbott in any way. That was not Swedberg in any way. They were tremendous. That was BS. Just trying to, and then again in this uncomfortableness, because it wasn't great, where I said, I just went after finished, and he said, you want to talk about? Oh no, you know I, what was there to say? I had had 19 years there, felt good about some of the things I did, and a lot of people there are like, and I still wish them the best. And he goes, well, we're going to have to escort you out of the building. And I go, I just literally want to go upstairs and get my kids' pictures, and you can escort me then. And he's like, no, you can't do that.
What, are they going to box them up and FedEx them to you?
You have to leave right now.
Unbelievable.
And to Greg Swedberg's credit, and I mean this in all sincerity, he goes, Mike, he's fine. Let him get his pictures. And I walked up there, grabbed pictures. Both of them said, we'll talk in the next couple of days. And we did, right? That's one person who handled part of that crappy when other people did not. And so I got a call 8 in the morning. You know, did I want to then tell people close to me? No. Was it 815? No. Had I been there for a long time? Yes. So everything is not going to be analogous. But, man, if you get an email about a phone call where they're saying, don't come in anymore, just me, let's make sure the audio works.
Be good.
And do you really want to then be sitting there till 9:17 and you find out you still have a job? What was that time like? Was this like some game show? Target, come on. This is your best? Really? Absolutely. You should get the criticism. Scott has called in. Scott, thanks for listening. You're on CCO.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. So should I just start at the beginning and keep a long story short about being fired?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. So my company got bought out by an outfit that was based in Jackson, Mississippi. I worked up here in the cities, lived here a long time, Minnesota native. Got bought out by a company in Jackson, Mississippi. We were a fairly small company. They were huge. The first thing they did was get rid of, like, HR people and IT people. But sales and purchasing and inventory, they said they were going to leave that alone. So time goes by, quite a few years, actually. And I think the manager decided that he wanted to centralize everything in Jackson. So, you know, rather than doing maybe the right thing and just giving us that excuse, we went through a bunch of fabrications and things that I won't even go into. And they flew me down to Jackson, Mississippi anyway, under the premise that a number of us from around the country were going there for some training.
And then that's when they let you go?
There,
oh, jeez.
Yeah, they take me into a room and they fire me. Wow. And then they take me in another room and insist that I call myself and change my plane ticket so I could go back to Minneapolis like ASAP rather than a couple days later like I was supposed to.
That's awful. Man, I'm sorry you went through that, Scott. I hope it worked out much better with your next job.
You know, it did. My daughter's boyfriend said he knew there was something great in store for me, and I've never felt more blessed and lucky than getting away from that company and getting to the one I'm with now. So,
fantastic. Scott, I'm glad it worked out. Thanks so much for listening. Call in another time.
All right. Thanks a lot. You guys take care.
You too. Among the texts, I was let go by boss via email while I was on a beach in Hawaii. I was one of three employees in the company. Come on. There are three employees, and you can't call the person. Unless, and again, there are legal repercussions, ramifications, or potential. You got three people. Unless there was some serious malfeasance, violations of the law, that's cowardice.
Yeah.
Right? Come on.
That's pretty weak.
Yeah, and to most decent people, buying out, letting people go, firing them, I'm sure they hate it. But then you see stories like this and you think, actually, they don't hate it. They have no problem with it. And they should have a problem with it. Number of years ago, my coming together, everyone in our division, about under 50, one of the managers told us there was a message coming to us from the president's company. He then proceeded to go to a voice box in front of the room where the president called in from text and told us that half would be laid out. We then had to sign up on a list for me and the HR to find out if we still had our jobs. Oh, great. That's really fun. 150 at you're playing again a game show. Do you have a job or not?
Spin the wheel. Oh. Step on up.
My God. This person says, hey, Target told the old company on Thursday they would be notified today about their job status so the whole week, weekend to figure that out. Fair, but you still have to handle it a lot better than they handled it today. This is how Target did their last mass layoff 10 years ago in HQ. Employees arrived, got an email telling them which room to report to. Yeah, not good. Let's see, couple more. At the start of the pandemic, there were four of us in a satellite office downsized over a Zoom. 20 minutes later, HR calls begging us, remember, to lock the door when we left. Okay. I mean, I think you can probably figure that out on your own. You know, you can be the decent person, too. You don't have to destroy the place.
Mm-hmm.
But
you don't have to stop others from destroying
it. Yeah, probably should stop others, too. But, you know, what else do I need to do after you've told me I don't have a paycheck?
Turn the lights off. Just turn the thermostat down to a nice 64, I think, would be good.
Could you walk the dog, too, you know, before you leave? Jamie Yucas is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.